Everybody,
get him, Marcus.
We're back once again.
We're back.
It's a little pocket awareness. It's Marcus and Chris. It's episode 23. It's the middle of the offseason. Free agency is about to start, Chris. We're going.
Can't wait, dude.
Combine just ended. This is the middle of the offseason, man. The league year is about to start. Let's get the start of the league year here. All right. Once again, it's a little pocket awareness. It's Marcus and Chris. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. If you got the iTunes, you got an iPhone, you got that podcast in there, go ahead and subscribe to that. If you got Spotify, you got sort of like Android or something like that, some kind of Google phone or something, you got Spotify. We're on Spotify too. Check us there. And make sure you hit that download button and go ahead and follow us on Spotify as well. And we keep giving you this great quarterback and NFL college coverage. Like we always do.
Fantastic coverage, if I do say so.
Fantastic. I agree, Chris.
I mean, we were spot on with our quarterbacks last year.
I know.
The rookies, the way that they came out, I'm excited for what we saw here. And actually, it's more so what we didn't see at the combine.
Yeah, we didn't see
it. I mean, the only thing we saw is 5 foot 10 inches. That's really the only thing we saw at the
combine. 5 foot 10 inches, and now they're saying that he cheated, which I don't know how that's possible.
I don't understand, man. Like, I get that everybody's kind of looking at the programs during the college football season, mm-hmm. and you know that the weight and the height of these guys are a little exaggerated, but when that stick hits the top of your head and there's like 85 people in the room, it says one number, man. How can you cheat that? The dude's like, I was listening to the Rich Eisen show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really just, it wasn't the whole show. I was listening to a clip where they're explaining how the NFL Network used to televise these guys getting measured and weighed. And then the NFL came to them and said, stop. Like, you can't do this anymore.
Well one, I'm gonna interject there, Chris. One, I'll tell you, when I go to the Senior Bowl, weigh-ins, and that is the most boringest thing ever. It's dead silent.
Yeah.
And it's just a guy talking over the mic. If I was a scout, I mean, it'd be probably the hardest thing not to fall asleep, and because it's just so terrible. I don't think I'm gonna go next year. I really don't know if I'm gonna go to the height and weight thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's gonna come out at the combine anyways. It's mm-hmm. just it's awful. Thank God they don't televise that.
Well, they used to on the NFL Network. The NFL came and said, you got to stop. And they wanted them to stop because these guys are literally just in their underwear.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big meat market.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a whole bunch of bodies. And there's a lot of bodies involved in this. And it's not TV stuff. And now, because they don't televise it, everybody's freaking out. Like, the guy's 5'10". Leave him alone.
I don't get that.
He's 5'10". Okay.
All right. So what we got on the table today? We got free agency coming up. We already had a couple trades and some. We'll see where these free agent quarterbacks are going. We got the combine. Talk a little Haskins, Murray, and Locke, basically, because everybody after that is an AF player. And then we got we're gonna do a little Kyler Murray discussion debate a little bit. Talking about him versus Rosen.
We got to sink our teeth into him.
We're going
to
talk about whether the Raiders should actually trade Carr. We probably already know how I feel about that.
Well, I don't think that's going to be a very long discussion.
I don't think it is, but we'll discuss it because, I mean, it is the topic of discussion on the Twitter timeline because, you know, Twitter hates Derek Carr for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe they think he wears mascara or something. I don't know. They're upset. I don't know. I don't know. They don't like him. So, let's get into it, Chris. Got free agency. The big news. We talked about Joe Flacco a little bit last week. Did we talk about Joe Flacco?
We did. We got into it. We were trying to figure out what was going to happen to him. And then, like, right after we recorded the show, they shipped him off to Denver. They shipped him right off to Denver. But I like that fit.
Okay. So why do you like that fit? Why do you like it?
Well, he's heading back to be with his old OC.
Okay.
And the offense that they want to run in Denver, they've always been a run-first team.
Okay.
And Flacco is an under center guy. They're not looking to run shotgun.
Okay.
And I think he just fits what they're looking to do offensively. Keenum was I feel like Keenum wanted to be in shotgun more, and he kind of fit. He fit the offense really well in Minnesota. I don't think that he was the right fit for Denver. And with, I mean, they got rid of Demaryius Thomas, which I think now, if you look at the team, they would want him back.
Yeah.
To be on that other side of Emmanuel Sanders for a guy like Flacco.
Well, they're counting on Courtland Sutton to take a next step.
Well, he's going to need to.
Yeah.
He's really going to need to.
He showed some flashes last year that he could be a big-time wide receiver.
True.
He did.
True. True. But we're going to see what's going to happen. But I think this fit is good for Joe, and I think it's good for Denver on the field. I'm not saying that this is a team that's going to make the playoffs immediately because, well, that division, the AFC West, that is probably the toughest division in football.
What am I going to say about Joe Flacco? See, I think Joe Flacco, first case, I would take Case Keenum over Joe Flacco any day. That's me. That's my personal opinion.
Right now, I would agree with you because Keenum has the ability to shake out of some trouble.
Yeah.
Joe doesn't. He's a statue back there. He's always been a statue back
there. Joe's
always
been a statue.
But I think just for what they're looking to do offensively, he fits better than Keenum did.
I just don't like Joe, man. I don't think he's – I'm very happy he came to Denver. I'm very happy I get to see him two times a year. Very excited about it. I'm just happy for my Broncos fans. You guys get to have Joe Flacco for how long? Probably as long as John Elway's there. I don't think they're drafting a quarterback. I think they're sticking with Joe.
I think you're right.
You're going. Yeah, they're going with Joe.
They're not going quarterback.
He's won a Super Bowl. You know, he's been in the playoffs. We're going forward.
And just to kind of be a devil's advocate,
yeah,
Joe is a stopgap quarterback for them until – You think that team's going to be good for the next 2-3 years in Denver?
No.
I don't think so either. So who does that hold them over to draft?
You talking about Trevor Lawrence?
Here? I am talking about Trevor Lawrence.
See, I don't think Denver is going to be bad enough to get Trevor Lawrence without having to trade up.
I do. In that division, the Chargers and the Chiefs win way they want. They're going to be in it. AFC Championship game for the next few. Some one of those. I know you don't want to hear that.
No,
but your Raiders have to compete with those two teams.
I agree.
Your Raiders will be able to compete. I think depending on how it's all going to depend on how this draft goes.
Yeah,
but I think if they can build the foundation to be competitive against those two teams in the division. Right now, the Denver Broncos in the next 5 years, bottom of the division.
I agree.
I don't know about super young. And they put a lot of money on the defensive side of the ball, and they can't pay those guys anymore.
See, because I'm trying to figure out who would be the worst team to even be in that position to get Trevor Lawrence at that point in time. So I'm
thinking. We're talking three seasons. He's got to play two more years in college.
Yeah.
So in 3 years.
Who's the worst team in football at that point?
Going off of today?
It'd be the Jags. I'm going Jags.
I was kind of thinking that too.
I'm going Jags, Trevor Lawrence.
Did you see how they sold everybody off?
I know.
Everybody's gone.
They got rid of the whole defense.
Yeah, because they have to find some money to be able to pay Foles, because Foles is going to get 22. Foles is the next Sam Bradford. It's going to drive me insane.
22?
He's going to get 22.
22 million?
He's going to. It kills me to have those words come out of my mouth.
He's a $12 million quarterback.
I completely agree with you, but...
He should get awarded 12.
That's not what's going to happen.
22 million,
That's
man.
What he's going to get. That's what he was going to get if they were going to tag him in Philly. That's what he was going to get if he would have declined the option.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
I hope the NFL's smart in that.
It's not.
That's what I hope.
It's not.
I hope they are.
Marcus.
I hope he doesn't get signed to like July because he's trying to hold out for the $22 million.
He's going to be, as soon as free agency opens, he's the first signing on the board.
I don't believe that. I think he's $22 million is way too much.
I completely agree with you.
I'm hoping John DeFilippo is just, he's like, guys, I know you want him really bad. We want a Super Bowl with him, but yeah, no. It's not the same team. It's not the Eagles.
I know. I completely agree. You are not getting any argument out of me, Marcus, but I'm telling you, this is the NFL and this is what happens.
This is terrible, man.
The Cardinals gave Sam Bradford 20 for one season.
I mean, Sam Bradford's way more talented than Nick Foles, though.
He can't get on the damn field, Marcus.
I understand that. But we're talking about talent here. I, could see somebody taking a chance on a number one draft pick who has number one draft pick talent. I get that. Nick Foles is a third round draft pick who throws floaters.
Nick Foles is a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
He throws prayers in the air.
He won a Super Bowl.
He threw prayers and Alshon Jeffries made plays for him in the Super Bowl. Let's not act like
he won the Super Bowl, Marcus.
He wasn't throwing these precision passes. He was throwing jump balls.
I'm not arguing with you.
So I just don't get it. $22 million?
It's on his resume.
Jesus. That's
why'd Joe get paid? He got paid for one playoff.
But he wasn't throwing jump balls.
No, he wasn't. He
looked like a top. Joe Flacco looked like a top five quarterback at that playoff.
You're right. He did. But that's the only time that he's ever looked like a top five quarterback.
I know it is, and I 100% agree with that. But Nick Foles' run and Joe Flacco run are not the same.
Again, not disagreeing with you, but they both got that. They got that on the resume. They both have the same thing on their resume.
$22 million.
They both have the same thing on their resume. What are you gonna say? Eli earned both of those Super Bowls. Because I'm pretty sure there were a few jump balls that come to mind.
At least Eli's made three Pro Bowls, at least. he's got some Pro Bowls, at least. He's at least been a top six quarterback.
I don't know what to tell you.
In a season.
I don't know what to tell you. He's going to get paid.
Not even an alternate. He doesn't.
I agree with you.
Joe Flacco's never been an alternate, bro.
I agree with you that Foles does not deserve a $22 million contract, but the man's going to get it. He's going to get it.
First day of
free agency. That's
what's
happening.
I'll be so upset about that.
They're not even talking about Nick Foles anymore. This is such a done deal. There's no mention of Nick Foles in the media. They're not speculating what team he's going to go to anymore. This is done. They're just waiting for free agency.
What about Teddy in Jacksonville? You think they might? They might go cheat? See what I'm saying? If Nick Foles is out here $22 million, and Teddy Bridgewater is like, just out here
$8 million.
What do they go with Teddy? And then try to
it's
make
already
a
done.
With Blake?
They've already finished with Nick. I would much rather have Teddy Bridgewater than Nick Foles every single time. Every single time.
I would too. But that's my point. So if you can get Teddy for cheap.
Well, you and I would do it. But we're not GMs in the NFL. We're not the guys pulling the trigger and paying people. We don't have that decision-making power, Marcus.
And they think, okay, I can get Teddy for cheap. He's probably just as good.
Marcus, if they were going to get Teddy for cheap, they wouldn't have cut as many guys as they did. They wouldn't have done it.
Maybe, because Malik Jefferson's still pretty good. I don't know about Tashaun Gibson.
He's one of the top safeties in the NFL right now.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but he's good.
He is. Did you see that safety class in free agency?
I know, it's pretty crazy.
There are some ballers there. I hope the Packers go after Landon Collins. I really do. I want Collins in that secondary, and I'm okay if they give up the 44th pick in the second round pick for Dee Ford. I'm hoping the market isn't as volatile and doesn't force them to give up one of their first round picks.
They should just draft somebody. I wouldn't trade for Dee
Ford.
Well,
see, I don't
draft
know.
Just take Brian Burns at 12. Call it a day.
Yeah, the quarterback in me wants fans.
I mean, draft Twitter is way higher on Burns than I am. Like, a lot of people have Burns in their top five players, which I think is crazy. You're nuts, people. But I still think he's good at 12. I mean, even though I like Clyde Farrell. I can't even say his name.
I like Farrell a lot better than Brian Burns.
You know, Brian Burns is, like, way more athletic.
I saw a mock draft that had the Packers taking Fant at 12, and at 30, what's that interior lineman's name from Texas A&M?
Interior lineman from Texas A&M.
Yeah. Oh my God, he might be a tackle, but he can play guard.
Oh, you're talking about Eric McCoy?
Yes.
The guard, yeah.
Yes.
Eric McCoy.
That guy could start tomorrow for the Packers at guard.
Yeah, I like Eric McCoy too.
And we need guard. We need a guard. We get a young guard that can start tomorrow and be the future in the interior offensive line. You get Fant out there. That offense kills. That offense kills.
See, I like Fant at 12. And then I just can't see the Packers passing up on any of these pass rushers.
They can't. They can't unless they get one in free agency. That's why I'm okay with trading the second round pick for Ford, because you get your D end. Mm-hmm. You can draft offensively in the first round. And I'd love to see Collins at safety because we need some veteran leadership in the secondary. I know that we got some help there with I can't remember the cornerback for the Packers that's been there for like 75 years.
Tremont Williams.
Thank you. Good Lord, that was bad. That was so bad. All right, get me off the Packers. Let's get back to the where were we? Free agency quarterbacks. Nick Foles gonna get 22.
That's still crazy. I'm trying to think of what other free agent quarterbacks are out there. I'm still interested where Sam Bradford gonna go. Someone's gonna take Sam Bradford, Chris. Who's gonna do it? Who's gonna get Sam Bradford $50 million?
That would destroy me.
He's a wild
me.
Card. He's just out there.
That would hurt my soul.
Nobody's talking about him.
It hurt my soul.
He's my wild card.
You can't plug him in as a backup quarterback because he's going to get hurt.
I would take him as a backup any day.
You would?
For sure. I would pay
him. What if he has to play?
I'd pay him $9 million to be my backup.
What if he has to play? What are you going to do?
You just pray for those two games. He'll be your quarterback. You just pray, bro. Sam Bradford through one game, Chris. If you have a good team, if he came on your Packers, right? Aaron Rodgers goes down for one game. You wouldn't trust Sam Bradford for one game.
I don't think he could last the whole game, Marcus. If he could stay in the game, yes, I completely agree with you. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, what makes you think Sam Bradford's not going to get hurt? If in a game and Rodgers goes down with an injury because somebody hit him, what makes you think the same thing's not going to happen to Sam Bradford? The only way that Bradford ends up on a roster, if it's a roster that keeps three quarterbacks. And the Packers are not a team that keeps three quarterbacks on the roster.
I just see him as a good backup, though. I think he's still good enough to
be
a backup.
Fine. You know where he'll go? He'll go to New York. He'll be a Jet.
The Jets? No, the Jets, they keep signing McCown. McCown's going to play there until he's like 50.
Fine. Then he goes to Miami to back up whoever they're going to start.
Or maybe he's a starter in Miami.
He could be. The Dolphins love to do weird things.
Maybe.
He could be. No, I could see them getting both Teddy and Sam.
Where does Tannehill go then?
Oh, that's a good one.
Where does Tannehill go? Does Tannehill stay in Miami? See, I kind of think he does. I kind of think. They're not bringing him back.
You don't bring him back and then have him as your backup quarterback. That's not what happens. They're not going to do a new deal with him after cutting him like that.
And I know your bold prediction is that the Cardinals are going to trade Rosen and Murray is going to go one.
Expand on that.
My bold prediction is that the Dolphins trade up to one.
Ooh.
And they take Kyler Murray.
Ooh. Wow.
That might be my bold prediction.
Wow.
So that's my bold prediction of the draft, people.
Okay.
Sign it, stamp it.
Marcus is going Dolphins.
They trade up.
Dolphins to one for Murray.
Yeah.
I'm saying Arizona keeps one and drafts Murray.
Because I'm super off track here. I guess I'll get to this later. I'll get to this later. We'll keep talking about free agency here.
Don't go into a tangent like I did. I won't do it.
So Tannehill, where is he going to go? I don't know. He's a wild card too. I thought he'd go to Washington. But Washington, they took Keenum instead.
I think that's the smarter decision for Washington. Do you know what's funny, though?
What?
With Keenum's contract now and with Alex Smith's contract, that's $27.5 million in quarterback money this year for the Washington Redskins. Do you know what other team in the NFL is paying their quarterback that much money this year?
Two.
Nobody.
It's terrible.
Actually, that's not true. I think Seattle might be. I think Russell might be getting money this year and Luck. I think those are the two. I think Wilson and Luck are getting right around that number this next season as a cap hit. The Packers have got one, maybe two more years before Rodgers is getting over 30 a year. But the Redskins have $27.5 million invested in the quarterback position this next season.
That's terrible. I thought they should have went after Tannehill. I thought Tannehill would be better with Jay Gruden than Case Keenum. But, you know, Case Keenum's won two playoff games. So, you know, let's not go with the first round talent.
We'll see what happens.
If I'm going to take a chance.
I got to stamp that one. That's getting my we'll see it. Hashtag it. We'll see.
Hashtag we'll see. So, my thing is, though, if you're a first round, if I'm just going to take a flyer on a quarterback for a season, I'm taking a first-round talent. That's just me. I know Tannehill hasn't performed, but he's made the playoffs and he has a lot of 8 and 8s. He's okay, right? So I'm taking my chances with the first round talent.
Marcus,
that's just me though.
We sat here. We still sit here. We will continue to sit here.
Yeah.
And talk about guys that are first round talent
mm-hmm.
that we say have no business being first round talent.
I get that.
Ryan Tannehill is in that category. He is a guy that got drafted in the first round that had no business being drafted in the first round.
See, I don't know if I agree with that. I think he had plenty of business getting drafted in the first round. He just didn't play like one. But I'm just saying I'm going to take a chance on him instead of the undrafted 6 foot guy. That's just me.
I'm going to take Keenum in this comparison every single time.
I think that's crazy. Because
Keenum had a better college career, put up bigger numbers in college, still playing at the same level as Tannehill did.
Yeah.
And he had something to prove. He's got a chip on his shoulder. I want the guy with the chip on his shoulder. I don't want the guy that got his life handed to him by being a first-round pick when he had no business being a first-round pick.
Yeah.
That's who I want on my roster. Because I bet you Tannehill's got this air confidence that could get to an arrogant level, depending on him. I mean, I don't know the guy, but the way that he came flying straight up through the draft boards and everybody was all over him and just, oh my God, you're the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
That does something to somebody. That does something to their mentality. And the way that the Dolphins have played, he wasn't the leader. His backup quarterback was the leader. So I don't want a guy like Tannehill on my team.
That's just my opinion. I'm taking the first round talent. Just same thing with Jags and Teddy. Teddy's a first round talent. Take the first round talent. Take the chance on him. That's just not the third round guy.
I would agree with you. I would rather have Teddy than Foles.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to agree with you that he can almost fall in that same category of somebody who got pushed up the draft board just because it's a quarterback position.
See, no, I don't agree with that. See, Teddy was my QB1 that year.
He was not my QB.
He was mine.
I know he was.
He was mine.
I know he was. So, you and I argued many a time about Teddy Bridgewater.
And I still have a feeling that, I mean, he probably would have been the best one after these 5 years later if he didn't get hurt. I kind of believe that now.
I don't know.
I kind of believe that.
I think, for me.
We never got to see that third year progression from him.
You're right. We didn't. He got stunted there. We didn't get to see what could have happened.
That third year, he could have exploded. And I'm pretty sure if he played that third year, I mean, he'd still be in Minnesota. And they'd still be moving forward with him. And I don't know.
They don't pay Kirk Cousins.
They pay him probably. Because right now, they probably
wouldn't be
him.
Guaranteed money like they did with Cousins.
Yeah, but
it wouldn't be. You never know.
Mike Zimmer loved Teddy. He loved Teddy.
I don't think they give the same kind of contract. Maybe. Not even close.
Maybe.
Not even close.
All right, Chris. That's enough of free agency there.
At least we kind of stayed on track.
Kind of stayed on track there. All right.
I'm sorry, people. Forgive me. That's my fault.
It's my fault. People like the tangents. They like the tangents. All right. So Combine has come and passed. We saw some freaks there. A lot of freakiness from the defensive line.
Good Lord.
Montez Sweat running 4.42 at 260 pounds is nuts.
These guys are incredible.
Yeah, there's a lot of freakiness. DJ Metcalf running that 43.3,
just
230 pounds.
You know what I saw today? I saw a stat about him.
What?
71% of the yardage that he gained in college
mm-hmm.
came off of two routes. The hitch and the go.
Yeah, man, easy. I don't know if you saw my tweet today. I could call him a one-trick pony. He's a one-trick horse. That's how big he is.
Yeah, he's no pony, that's for sure. That is a thoroughbred.
He's a one-trick thoroughbred. But, you know, you can see that with Metcalf on tape because Metcalf bothers the hell out of me because every time he does a go route, he stems inside, which I think is weird.
Yeah, I don't like it's,
– you're not supposed to stem inside. No. And just because you win enough, you go back outside. That's right. Not how it works. You're supposed to win outside on the go route.
Uh-huh. You get the first few steps to the inside, make them think you're going inside, and then you bounce it out.
No, he'll go inside, and then since he's won by so much, he'll fade back outside because he can because he's won by so much. The quarterback's just got so much release on the separation, which I guess you could say – whatever you want to say about that, because, I mean, he's a big freak and he can run, but
He's going to push some cornerbacks around.
Yeah.
He really is. He really is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these.
See, with Metcalf with me is, yeah, I think average corners he's going to do really well against, mm-hmm. but it's the good corners.
Oh, yeah, they're going to get right up into his chest, and they're not going to leave there.
Because Greedy Williams is 180 pounds. Just even that. I mean, yeah. I think he's like 190 at the combine, maybe something like that. And Greedy Williams shut his ass down.
Yeah.
Like, and you can say whatever you want. He had like 10, he had like 8 targets that game. He had 3 catches for 39 yards. I mean, he runs a 4.3.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. You get the guys that are technically sound on the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been getting away with his God given ability for a long time. So exactly. Now we're going to see. And this is just what it is for everybody in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Your God given ability can only get you so far.
Exactly. Back to these combine quarterbacks. Haskins was there. Locke was Mr. Consistent. He just looks the part. He just looks like he's good. But I mean, his tape doesn't match that. Murray didn't perform. But you know, the story is he's 5'10". He did his job. 5'10", 207.
Yeah. He did his job by standing there.
His pro day, I think, is next week.
They're gonna measure him again because everybody's freaking out. About
I know.
Him.
So his pro day is next week. He's gonna run a 40. He's gonna run.
I want to see that. I want to see his 40 time.
Me too. He's gonna do all the drills. Him throwing the ball, I really don't really care about. I get it. He can throw the ball, but I don't know, man.
It's you know
these quarterbacks. I really like Haskins a lot. I do. The more I watch Haskins, the more I get into him. The more I really like him, the more I think he's for sure going to be a good quarterback at least.
I would agree with you. He's the most ready for the NFL.
Yeah.
He's the most ready.
And he's still young, and he still has time to grow. I just like him, I
mm-hmm.
guess.
Mm-hmm.
I like him a lot.
I think that's fair. And yeah. I really hope that he can do something with his accuracy. I really do, because I agree with you. I like the kid. And the way that he thinks through things, he's ready for it.
Yeah, I put my top 50 board together the other day, and I had him 11, which I kind of was like, oh, damn, I'm kind of high. But I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with Haskins at 11. I'm sticking with it.
So that – wait, tell me you don't have Murray in there.
I have Murray at 19.
Okay. Okay, good. I was going to say, he better not be in your top 15.
he's a 19.
These guys, the quarterback position is not the talented position this year in the draft. It's not.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's a big drop off after Locke, for sure. I think after that it's like Ryan Finley. I would take Ryan Finley at 4. I think Finley, he's just, I could see him starting for somebody just because
really
he's very accurate. It's short, intermediate. He struggles with deep ball, but I could see him in the right offense. Like I could see like Bill Belichick.
He needs a running messing back with line. Him. Oh, okay.
Messing with
okay.
him.
Okay, doing the Tom Brady check down.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
He's doing
okay.
The cage of the deep ball. I could see Ryan Finley doing that because he's just steady. He's just good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't have a big arm or anything. He's just a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Plays quarterback well, good in the pocket, good feel, handles pressure pretty decent. You know, he's just not bad. You know, that's my thing with him. He's just pretty good.
Okay.
So that's what I would take. And then, you know, I would take him over Jones because I think Jones is terrible.
Oh, we're on the same page with Jones.
And then, you know, I love Gardner Minshew just because I think he's just crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
he can end up in Arizona if they're going to draft Murray. He can end up here in Arizona if they're going to draft Kyler Murray. I'll let that happen.
Then you want Kyler Murray to have some competition. You want Gardner Minshew to give us a competition then.
Well, he won't be competition then. He won't be. If you bring Murray in, he's not competition. I'm telling you,
Chris,
you got Rosen here, and you're going to put him in an offense that he is not comfortable in. And just if anything happens to him, Minshew comes in, I'm telling you, this is the RG3 Kirk Cousins drama all over again.
I'm just saying.
I'm telling
Minshew
you.
Might give Murray a run for his money, too. Maybe Kine wants Murray, and Kingsbury wants Minshew. Maybe it's like a Mike Shanahan thing. You know,
well, I love where you're going there, and you're trying to devil's advocate your way into it. I love what you're trying to do there, but that's not it. And you know it. They both want Murray. They both want Murray.
I don't know if they both. I don't. I can't figure out who wants Murray in that building, but I think one of them does. And one
they
of
both
them
do.
I don't think so.
He's been Kingsbury's been saying that. It before he was even
I think CSS, I was making the joke about that, but I think Kingsbury wants Murray.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get Kime to get Murray. He might be telling people he likes Murray a lot, but I don't think Kime. I think Kime is Bosa. Straight up.
Well, I mean, that's a really good decision to make.
I think Kime is like, I'm not messing
Bosa
up
Bosa should
drafts.
Be one. And if Bosa doesn't go one, he's going to play like, you should have drafted me at one.
Yeah.
He will play that way.
I still think Murray's going to go one. I'll go back to my bold prediction. I think Miami's going to trade up. And they're going to take him at one.
I got Arizona taking him at one.
I just don't see quarterback. But then Arizona dropped all the way back to 13. Now that I think about that,
I want to know. If,
what would you
know
they
what
give
I
up?
Know? You want? I want to know. I want to know if Omar's listening. I want to know if Omar's listening because I want him. I want him to feel this one. I really do. I want him to feel this one when I say that Murray goes one to the Cardinals. I want you to feel it, Omar. Or I want you to feel it. One, you got your boy Kyler. Mm-hmm. And Rosen's gone.
So Murray's gonna be the first quarterback off the board. All right, I don't agree with that, but
neither do
it
I.
Is, it is
neither
who
do
it
I.
Is. What do you think of Murray, Chris? Give me your thoughts on Kyler Murray.
I'm sticking with how I originally felt with him, and maybe it's not so much how I originally felt about him as it is how I felt about how good Oklahoma's offense was.
Yeah.
He had some studs on the offensive line in front of him. Just some absolute studs. And I didn't even realize it until we started talking about it more of how much time he had back there and how he was never touched. And then I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, you're right. You're right. He never got touched. Everything that he did was out of a clean pocket. And it's nice to play that position when nobody's touching you. Makes life a whole lot easier. But I was even more disappointed in my evaluation of him because then I'm thinking, well, if nobody's touching him and he's not going through a progression, you know, what's happening here? Well, his eyes are dropping and they're not coming back up. And when his eyes come down, he's just going to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just an athletic freak. He's not a quarterback. He's a baseball player playing the position of quarterback with this God-given ability that helps him do everything in the world. So I like him even less. I like him even less.
Okay, all right, okay.
Maybe that's a little jealousy kicking in there. Probably, but I'll tell you what. The more and more that we have this discussion, the less and less I think that he's going to be successful in the NFL.
See, Murray is an enigma to me. I can't figure it out. I've watched him a lot, and I just can't figure it out. I mean, at times, you know, he looks like QB1, but at other times, I just look like a guy who kind of doesn't have the playmaking ability that people think he does throwing the football. Now, running the football with his playmaking is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even gonna lie, that dude. I think he's gonna run a
4-3. I will agree
absurd,
with you.
Right?
Oh yeah, he's gonna put some crazy number on the board.
You know, like he does bail clean pockets a lot, and with his head down, mm-hmm. and doesn't try to make plays. But you know, sometimes he does pick his head up and he will make a play. He throws with anticipation, which I really like. He has great ball placement, which I really love. His ball placement is pretty top notch. He throws a beautiful back shoulder. He'll throw you open. He does a lot of good things like that.
Yeah, but Marcus, that's an expectation when you are at that level. For me, that's an expectation. That's where the ball needs to be.
It's an expectation.
If you're going to be the number one overall draft pick,
yeah,
that is my expectation. The ball placement, the ability to get the ball, the anticipation, all those things, those boxes better be checked if you're going to be the number one overall pick. They have to be. But I think situationally, he was able to get away with so much more just because of the talent that he had around him.
Oh, I 100% agree with that. His pockets were just tremendous. I mean, he was making sandwiches. I remember the UCLA game I watched. I mean, there was some sandwich making for sure. I don't think he even was under pressure the UCLA game. I think he just sat back there and just had fun throwing the football.
And that's fun.
Playing 7-on-7.
When you get to just sit back
not
there
getting
and
touched.
And yeah, that's a lot of fun.
The West Virginia game, too. I don't think he got touched that much. But, I mean, when there was pressure, he was pretty good with it when he did have pressure. I just don't know, like the Alabama game when he was under pressure a lot at the beginning of the game before they adjusted, he was, you know, he struggled a little bit handling the pressure and staying with it. But once they adjusted a little bit, they changed the lineup a little bit, gave him a little more time, did a little more different pass plays.
Well, they were just trying to get the ball out of his hands right away to build a rhythm. And to get, once you get into a rhythm as an as a quarterback and as an offense, just, yeah, it just it changes everything.
So I, like I said, he's an enigma to me. I don't know. Like some days I feel like he's QB1, and then some days I wake up and he's QB2. I don't know. That's how he is with me. Like I watch one game, I'm like, oh my god, he's QB1, and I watch another game, I'm like, I mean, he's good. I mean, but he's not Dwayne Haskins. So it's like. That's how it's weird, man.
I think that's the best way to describe it. The way that you're describing it right now is the best.
Like I don't know. Like I really don't know. It's hard for me to project if he's going to be good or not in the next level because it's that offense. You know. Like I was talking to you earlier. Like why was he so bad his freshman year at Texas A&M? Like why did he throw so many interceptions? Texas A&M. Like why was he running so much? Out of clean pockets at Texas A&M. Why didn't he sit in the pocket? Like
I don't
he
think he had as many clean pockets at A&M. I think the talent level on the offensive line.
I don't see.
I really, really think that offensive line at Oklahoma gave him just the confidence that he needed to just throw.
Just throw, right?
Just throw.
And you know, you watch him sometimes. He does go through his reads sometimes. He doesn't do it all the time, but he does a pretty good job picking up the blitz. He seems like he's a pretty smart quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, he. It's just it's a different world when you're under center and you spent all week game planning and you know what's on the other side of the ball and then you know what you have on your offensive line. And if you're watching tape and you're seeing a monster at defensive end and you're sitting there going, huh, my left tackle's going to get burned every play. You're more likely to bail out of the game plan.
Yeah.
And just try to create. I think that's what we saw. With what was happening in his freshman year. I think that he was really concerned with what his team was doing versus what the defense was showing him. I think at Oklahoma, he's sitting there going, I don't have to worry about these pass rushers. My guy's got them. I can focus downfield. And when things happen in front of me, I'm a very, very aware person situationally. I know what's coming around. Mm-hmm. I can get out of it if I need to. But I don't have that in the back of my head that my first, as soon as I snap the ball, I got to be peeking over my shoulder. Did my guy win?
Yeah.
I think that's what the difference was with his freshman year and then what started happening when he left and came to Oklahoma. It's just life is easier when you believe that the guys in front of you can hold their own. It really is.
That is true. And he did have Cody Ford and Drew Samia. So. And they both probably get drafted in the top 60 picks.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, he had a good line. And he had,
he had a really good line. He had a really, really good line. Like, really, really, really
good. I know.
Really
he has some super clean pockets, man. It's wild.
He's not going to have that in Arizona.
Oh, definitely not in Arizona.
And he's sure as hell not going to have that in Miami. So, it's going to be a different world, but... The same thing's going to happen in his first year in the league. That happens to every rookie quarterback that is athletically gifted like that.
Yeah.
Kid's going to shine. He's going to play well in his rookie year.
Yeah.
It's just what happens with these guys that can move. Mm-hmm. These guys that are dangerous with their legs, it's 11 on 11. It's not 11 on 10 anymore. So.
All right. So we got him, and you got him versus Rosen.
I'm telling you, man, Rosen's out the door.
Really, man?
Teams are calling.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Teams are calling the Cardinals.
I don't think it's going to happen.
And they're like, you want to do what? You want to trade for Rosen? You do? Well, you know, I don't think we're looking to trade him right now. But what if we were, like, what do you want for him? What are you going to give us for him? Huh? What are you going to do?
Now they're talking about people who only want a third round pick for him at least.
Well, that's what it is right now. He's going to get traded on draft day.
You think he's going to get higher?
Giants trade 6. They'll give the Cardinals 6.
You think they're going to give them 6?
Mm-hmm.
You think they're going to give them 6?
Yes.
For Josh Rosen?
Yes.
You're crazy. There's no way that happens, Chris. That is not happening. You're nuts.
I'm telling you.
You're nuts, man.
I'm telling you.
Telling you you're nuts. That is not going to happen. There's no way.
That's where I am with it.
They're not giving him six. They'll give him like
third. If they don't give him six, then they're drafting Haskins and they're not going to go after Rosen.
See, I don't think Giants drafted a quarterback either.
You don't think they would go Haskins?
No.
Why?
Because they think they got Eli.
This is it. This is his swan song. What do you do next year?
I don't think they care. I think Dave Gettleman is not that smart. I think we all think Gettleman is a little smarter than we think. And he just let Landon Collins go. Think he's smart enough to draft a quarterback? I don't think so.
Well, he also traded Vernon to the Browns.
I'm telling you, when these teams get draft a quarterback, probably like the Redskins. I think the Redskins probably draft a quarterback.
They've already got $27 million in quarterbacks.
I know, but they still don't have a plan. So that's why I think they're going to trade up.
Wow.
They're going to get a quarterback. I think there's one of the wild cards quarterback. I think the Jags are going to draft a quarterback. I kind of have a good feeling about that.
That could make sense. But unless
they sign Foles
for
$22 million.
I'm telling you, 22, it's done. He's already signed it. They're just waiting for the official day.
Even then, I still have a feeling they're gonna draft a quarterback. And I think there's probably be a wild card team that takes one of these guys.
Rosen was a top 10 guy last year. You're gonna tell me the Giants wouldn't give if the Giants could have got him at six last year? You think they would have?
Who?
Giants for Rosen. If they were at six last year, you think Rosen drops any further?
Probably not.
No. Did they have a pick last year in the first round? Oh, yeah, they went Saquon. That's right. So you're going to tell me here's what it is. So last year they drafted Saquon.
Okay.
You're going to tell me that with their number two overall pick last year and their number six overall pick this year, and they get Saquon and Rosen, that's a bad thing?
They're not going to trade number six for Rosen.
Why not?
Because they're not going to, Chris. They're not going to do it. I'm trying to look at this draft order to try to see who's my wild card team for a quarterback. The Bengals. The Bengals are my wild card there for a QB.
I could see that.
I'm trying to
think. But you're going to tell me if they wouldn't have gotten into the top 10 last year after getting Saquon, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you give up six for Rosen?
Because they're not going to do that,
man. You get two guys.
They're not going to do that.
Why wouldn't you?
Chris, they didn't take a quarterback last year.
So you get Rosen on a – what was he drafted? 13?
10.
He was 10?
Yeah.
I thought he fell out of the 10.
No, they traded 10? Up. He was about to.
Okay. So you get a quarterback at a contract for the 10th overall pick instead of a rookie quarterback at six. The money's better, and it's a guy that's better than anybody in this year's draft class.
No, they're taking, I'm telling you, they're going to take like Jawan Taylor or something at six from Florida and put him at right tackle. Him, Nate Solder, and then they just got Kevin Zeitler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got him at guard.
And they're going to be like, let's go, Eli.
No way,
that's
dude.
Just going to happen.
No way, dude.
Okay, Chris, we'll see.
You get Rosen, and then you get to develop him. Oh, come on. You're going to tell me you wouldn't want Rosen and Saquon.
Don't ask me what I want. I know old school David Gettleman who hates all analytics, what he's going to do.
I'm telling you, it makes sense.
He's taking Eli.
It makes sense.
He's going with Eli.
That's fine. You give Eli his last year, but you've got Rosen to step in after Eli's gone.
Mm-mm. They'll take their chances.
It makes perfect sense. You're going to have Rosen playing in an offense that he can play in with a running back, so it's not all on him. And I'm sorry, who's that wide receiver out there?
Odell Beckham.
Oh, so he's got an incredible wide receiver to throw to as well. This makes perfect sense.
Nope. I'm going Jawan Taylor at six for the Giants. Offensive tackle slides in a right tackle and solidifies the line for Eli to throw dump offs. I think that's my vision for the Giants.
That's okay. Because
I see David Gettleman being like, I got a 38-year-old. He's won two Super Bowls. We're going with it.
We have two different opinions of how it should go down.
They're not gonna give up number six.
Why?
I'm telling you, Chris, it's way too high for Josh Rosen. He didn't play good enough for that to happen. I could see, and I know his circumstances. He had bad circumstances. That's
very bad circumstances.
I get it, but he very did bad not play well enough for me to justify giving up my sixth pick.
Marcus.
The sixth pick.
fine, try to give them 2 2s and a 3. Like, and then you get to keep your 6.
They're getting a 3 from me. That's it.
Well, shoot, Marcus. I mean,
it's a pretty high 3. We're the Giants here. We're pretty high in the third round.
This makes a lot of sense to me. This makes a lot of sense to me. It doesn't, though. And if they can get away with giving away less, with being able to still take the kid from Florida and plug him in at right tackle and then get Rosen for a second round pick.
See, I'm not too mad at that, but I think the Cardinals should stick with Rosen. And
oh, I do
they
too.
They just picked up Marcus Williams from the Steelers today.
Yes, they did.
So that's good. I mean, if DJ Humphreys could actually show something.
I mean,
fix that, they can get a guard or
if
something.
If it were up to me, I'm not taking Bosa at 1. I'm trading out of 1. I'm getting as much as I can right now, because the guys in the defensive line in this draft are incredible. You don't have to re-sign Golden. You can put somebody. There's so much, Marcus. There's so much there. This draft is so deep.
I'm telling you, somebody's gonna trade up and take Murray.
If I'm the GM of the Cardinals, I'm fine with that. That's how I would want to play it out.
But are you fine with moving back to 13 with the Dolphins? Because that's just going to do it.
Well, they better give me a lot more than just 13.
I know.
They better give me a lot more than just 13. That's a big jump back.
Or maybe if you move back to 13. And
then you can come back in with what the Dolphins gave you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can still get your guy. The only guy that you're not going to get is Bosa. Everybody else is still there.
So you know who is going to fall, and this is just totally non-quarterback related or anything. It's just seeing a bunch of mock drafts and
this
being
is you
frustrated.
Going on your tangent. Yeah, don't say it.
And being frustrated.
Don't say it, Oliver.
He's going to fall.
Do not say it, Oliver.
He's going to fall.
Well, if he's at 12, he's a Packer.
You know where I saw him on a mock draft?
Huh?
At 21.
No.
Going to the Seahawks.
Oh, that would infuriate me.
21?
That would infuriate
me. You're telling
Marcus.
Me he's going to drop all the way to 21? Dan Jeremiah had him go to the Falcons at 14. I'm like, that's anywhere after 5 is a steal for me to Ed Oliver.
I would agree with you.
He's my second player on my board.
I would agree with you.
It's Quentin Williams and Ed Oliver. There's nobody.
Oh, you got him in front of Bosa.
Yeah, he's number 2.
Wow.
Dog.
Wow.
That effort, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a.
He's got a motor.
That kid goes.
Block him initially. That court, like the court, you like you might block him initially, but that quarterback, if he's nobody's open,
yeah.
I hope you're gonna keep blocking because he's gonna keep coming.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
That's my problem with Brian Burns is because if Brian Burns loses, it's over.
Yeah,
it plays over.
Yeah,
but if he has to initially beat you, mm-hmm. He has a lot of moves. He's very talented. He could beat you initially, but if he doesn't, it's a wash.
Oh, and Oliver. Will I be screaming at my TV at the 12th pick if Oliver's still there? Oh, will I be screaming? Do not.
Him and Mike Daniels?
And Kenny Clark? I already love our defensive, like our interior defensive line. I love our interior defensive line, but I'm not even worried about a pass rusher if we get Oliver there. Because he can play, he could play a run stop D end on first and second down.
He could play anywhere. He could put him in linebacker.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he could stand up and be 3-4.
You're probably right.
Pass rusher, dog.
You're probably right.
And even if you picked him up at 12 and you put him at DN.
Oh, my God. We could send. I'm already freaking out, Marcus. Like, I'm already freaking out. Don't do that to me.
He's going
to
fall.
I don't want to see that.
He's already falling in mock drafts.
That's crazy. That's insane to me.
What does that tell me? He's going to fall.
That's insane. That's insane.
I think it's insane too. I seriously think he's the second best player in this whole draft.
All right, Marcus, stamp it. We don't even need the hashtag. We'll see it. Says Marcus.
I see him like at 8. At the beginning of the draft, I saw him like at 8, and I thought that was a fall. I think him going 8 to the Lions is a fall.
Oh, I don't want to see
if somebody
him in
takes Rashawn Gary over Ed Oliver. Oh man, they are. Really not watching tape and just watching athleticism.
Yeah. that's what the combine does to everybody, though. Everybody gets blindsided by the athleticism and the numbers. I mean, Nikhil Harriet put up 27 on the bench press. That's impressive.
Yeah. I mean, you know how I feel about Harry.
Well, we're on the same page there.
Yeah, but And Oliver, he's going to fall, man. He's going to keep just tumble. He's going to tumble. Mm. You might be mad, Chris. Your Packers going
to
just.
That hurts. I do not do that to me, man.
Go, Noah Fant.
I'll be like, okay. All right. You know what? That's what you'll get out of me. You'll get a. At Oliver. Noah. No! Fant.
Okay.
I was like,
I'm saying he's going to go to some good team. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, for sure.
A team doesn't fucking need him. Ooh. Excuse my language.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. But damn, he's going to go to a team that doesn't need him. Like, he's going to fall like the 20, and next thing you know, you see on the clock, Patriots on the clock at 21.
Oh, my God.
That's what's going to happen. Like, don't be idiots, NFL.
Look
at his tape. Look at his effort. Look at his hands. Look at his explosiveness. Like, what do you – like, I don't – if put him anywhere.
No, I mean,
I put him at safety. I think he'd be all right. I think he'd even survive.
I know we're on a podcast here, but Marcus, woo, you worked up. If people could see you.
Oh,
if people could see you.
I see him falling. It just bothers me, man.
It's hurting your soul. I can see it. I can see it from here.
21.
That would hurt me too, though. 21. That would really bother
21
me.
21 players really better than me. Ed Oliver.
And that's this a guy that. I feel that's like a guy
Aaron
that
Donald all over again. I feel
that's
like
a guy
Aaron,
that doesn't need a chip on his shoulder.
I feel like this is Aaron Donald all over again. I kind of feel that way.
You would think that after, because everybody was talking about we got to find the next Aaron Donald. We got to find the next Aaron Donald. Well, here he is, and everybody's like, "Nah, he's still too small." It's like, what? What?
It's crazy. All right, Chris. I don't think we got anything else to talk about. Really nothing else going on. We'll see if Tonio Brown gets traded. Probably not. I don't think he's getting traded at this point. I think he's a Steeler for life.
No way.
He's not getting traded.
He'll get traded.
To where? Who's he get traded to?
It'll happen. Just let it happen.
They don't have any more leverage now.
No.
Because we don't know what the Bills offered. They're saying the Raiders offered a second and a fourth.
That's fantastic that they're getting these low offers. I love every second of that. I really do.
So pretty soon, if they're going to dump him by the 17th, they might get a fourth for him.
Goodness. If I'm the Packers, I'm getting in on that.
That fourth round pick.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
I know. He would show up real quick, too, there.
Would he, though?
I think he would.
Would he
play with Aaron?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I saw something that said he wants to get paid. And that's playing into this, too. He wants to be the highest paid receiver at 31. He's 31 years old. He wants to be the highest paid receiver in the NFL. This is his third contract or second? It's his third.
No, it's fourth.
Is it really?
Yeah, his fourth contract.
Yeah, wide receivers don't get.
Because he was underpaid before, and then he held out a little bit.
Yeah.
They paid him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be a fourth contract. Because he's still in the middle of the third.
Mm-hmm.
Get 3 years left for the third, dog. All right. So a little pocket awareness. Marcus Chris, episode 23. Make sure you, like I said, subscribe on iTunes, download on Spotify, and NFL. If you don't take Ed Oliver in the top 10, you are idiots. All right? Chris, you got any parting words for us?
I'm going to let you leave it on that one, Marcus.
All right. We're out. See you later.